And in that birth and of those times was born I, Rontha, Entity, Lemurian, Father, Atlantean. So, it was a strange cacophony of two planets diametrically opposed to each other. And in my time, there was a great war and conflict, and the earth was still in a cloud cover between a group of politicians on Atlantis and their group on the moon. And they made war with one another, as politicians do today. And when they fired a light, which is called a laser, they broke the stratum. The stratum is the cloud cover. And when heat raced through clouds that are nothing more than the buoyancy of moisture, and you add a hot laser to it, you are going to have rainfall from condensation. Do tell me if I am boring your small mind.
No.
And so, in these days, the planet of Lemuria had been overrun by the largest of beasts, and it sank in a great cataclysm from the axe of those on Atlantis. The continent sank. Sea level in those days were equal to landmass containing a lake. So there was land everywhere, and there were large bodies of water, but they were not oceans. They were inlet seas. And yet, when they did that, they pierced the womb, and it began to rain. And for the first time, the earth was exposed to the sun in different places, and in moments, the northern regions froze to permafrost. The beasts of the region froze so quickly they had not digested the foodstuffs in their mouth. And it began to rain. And the melting of that which is termed the great cloud cover continued. And by this time, the planet of Lemuria, the continent of Lemuria, sank and filled with water. And its ancient beings sank with it. And all of us fled like pilgrims. And we went down the coast of the Californias, all the way down to an island you call Baja, all the way down to 120 miles north of the equator, and we crossed a swampland in Mexico today. It was swamp, and huge was the crossing in those times, and terrible was the sun as it appeared upon the land, and terrible were the floods that occurred all over the world. And we made our way, my mother and I, the eldest, a sluckling daughter at her breast, and my younger brother, and we Lemurians, giants and ancient, made our way through Mexico to an ancient port on Atlantia called Onai. When we were accepted into Onai as pilgrims, but we were considered less than the dogs in the street because we did not worship technology. We were the entities of the mind. And they worship, like today, spiritual person doesn't need a cell phone. Your daughter, my channel, has no cell phone. None. Doesn't need one. In those days, that would have been equal to a Lemurian approaching an Atlantean who's on a cell phone constantly. And so they considered the Lemurians giant buffoons. And they took them in and mistreated them like dogs in the street and considered us soulless. And those were the days I knew. And in Onai, my mother starved to death, and the baby at her breast starved to death, and my little brother was taken by a satrap. So long, entity, we'll meet again. By a satrap, and that Satrap did abuse my little brother. And there I burned my mother, my little sister, a funeral pyre, and left alone at the age of 13. And when I turned 14, I waged war on the unknown God. Not their God, but my God. And the unknown God of my God, who my whole generation had adored, had not saved us and saved those that I loved. And so I went to the greatest mountain peak that was closest to the cloud cover, that I knew that there were beings that were flying above here. And I walked as a 14-year-old boy, climbed this mountain, and I was going to do war with the unknown God, for I hated him so, that had destroyed such a beautiful people. The heinous acts of these ludicrous entities. I climbed this mountain and saw for the first time the great white silence, snow falling. And there I cursed the unknown God, and behold, unto me a giant woman appeared with a sword, and she gave it to me, and she said, "Conquer yourself." I came down from the mountain and laid siege to Onai, and the rest is history. And so, at 14, I conquered a city that never knew what war was, never knew what a warrior looked like, never understood intentions. And I conquered the city. And at 14, every enslaved pilgrim followed me, and I did not want them to come. So hurtful was my sorrow. So huge was my hate. I didn't care. I was going to kill everyone the unknown God favored. Yeah? I did a great job of that. And so I laid siege to Onai. I had no idea how to fight a warrior. And nobody ever trained him to do that. It was easy. And I found a satrap who took my brother and I slaughtered him like a pig. And every farmer and every peasant followed me to an outcropping of rocks. And they wanted to come where I went. I am a child. And they followed me. And of those days that I knew when I was 14, I conquered 2/3 of the known world in my day, while the earth was being torn apart by the sun's first view. Earth changes. The earth falling apart from below our feet as we marched from that place all the way to the Mediterranean, up to Europe, up into Siberia, over into India. Yeah. And dropping down to it. 65 years. And of those days, I saw the sun for the first time. And the moons for the first time. There were two in my day. And my army was 2 million strong. And I rode a big black horse whose name was Shemiradim. Ride with the wind. And it was easy to conquer such people who came from spaceships and didn't know how to wield a sword or a spear. And I had my revenge. Until I was run through, and I put my sword aside, and I was run through. And of that day, I survived that mortal wound and sat on a rock for 7 years and kept my encampment for 7 years in the same place. While my warriors got fat and exaggerated off of not going to battle, but telling stories that were beyond the pale. And I was fighting for life. And I sat on that rock for 7 years. I watched the moons wax and wane, watched the seasons come and go, could tell you everything about migrating birds, and my dearest friend was a night bird who lived in a poor, wretched little bush coming out of a crag of the rock from whence I live. And she made no cause of me being there and never laying down because I couldn't breathe. And she had her children, and her children got used to me, and they flew off, and then they all came back. And every season, my family were those birds. And for 7 years, I had, as a God, to understand human hate and revenge and cutting open everyone and trying to find a God in them. Where was that which I was that was in everyone? I never knew. And after 7 years, I came off the walk. I never breathed well after that. And I came down and I led the march onward all the way into India, the northern part of the northeast side of the Indus River. The days that I knew 35,000 years ago were without tedium and boring. They were dynamic days. The earth was changing. Whole colonies of people left the planet and others arrived. And the poor people who were here 455,000 years ago were doomed to endure a planet in its changes and would be locked in incarnation for all time to it because it struck fear in their hearts. And we always come back to what we fear, that we own it. And the planet made us come back. Sitting on that rock, can never lay down. And I watched the moons wax and wane. I watched wildfowl come in. I knew the seasons by the color of the foliage. And I watched my encampment. And there was a slender place that I loved above all. It's where the gold of day meets the blue of night. It's this thin line. And that is where I wanted to go. I had taught my warriors to be analogical. I taught them how to make war. I taught them that they were not a warrior. They were the tip of the sword. They were the horse they rode. They were analogical, and they created the battle before they ever went into it. That's my legend. I am the legend of the Hindu people. I am Ramtha, the enlightened one, where all of the strength of Brahman comes from, is in this history. And so I came down from the mountain and I took my army and I marched them into this alien forest, into the heart of the forest, geared for war. And there was this tree, and we stopped when we found it. And I asked 100 of my centurion to hold hands around this tree. And when they did, I said, "What does this tree know that you do not know?" They didn't know. That was unacceptable. "The tree did not know how to die," I said to them. And they, in an uproar and fury, as egotistical warriors do, said, "Oh, in a moment we could hew this down and burn it." That would be the end of that. And I would say, "And yes, life ends in you, but not in that tree. It will live on when you have died and returned a million times. This tree does not know how to die. I want you to know what it knows. And from that point, the march of the ram became enlightened. And we entered into India via the Silk Road up north. That's why all those people they're digging up today are tall, red-headed, and wear plaid. They were part of an ancient march. They were the giants that could never have fit into China. Where did they come from? They came from this march. And we dropped in on the northeast side of India to the Indus River. And there, I ended my days on this plain. And I didn't end them in dying. I changed my frequency and left in light. It's called ascension. It's quite natural. You learn to love yourself. You'll never destroy your body. You will learn to love it, for you and the body are one and the same. And I took it with me. And from those dynamic days, 35,000 years ago, grew a legend.